Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
We're good. And we are here. Welcome back to the Beards Next Door. I'm your host, Tim, here with my co-host,
Mr. Corey.
This is episode 17.
17?
17. That's pretty cool. Almost 20 episodes deep. It's not bad. Getting good traction from the listeners and whatnot. And it's just fun. Like, it's just kind of cool not having to follow anyone's rules.
I don't follow any fucking rules. I'm an anarchist.
Yeah, you're a piece of shite, is what you are. I'll let you introduce our guest today.
We're not going to do beer. Ooh.
Yeah. After that,
we'll introduce our guest today.
Introduce him.
It's a good friend of mine. I've known him for fucking years.
It's been a long time.
My friend John.
Yeah, a.k.a. Ghost Fake.
Ghost Fake.
Ghost Fake,
if you will.
It makes me think of, like, deep fake, like the deep fake videos people are doing with their celebrities' faces and shit. Like, have you seen, like, Tom Cruise deep fake on TikTok?
I don't know. I've seen some deep fakes that I'm like,
what? No. This is just an actual, like, in-person look-alike.
Is it the person who's running in the desert?
I don't know, but this guy looks like fucking exactly like Tom Cruise. It's kind of sketch.
That's weird.
Yeah, because he really looks like
Tom Cruise, like, yeah. Look-alike?
Dude,
is he a stunt double?
No.
Because I'm assuming Tom Cruise has a stunt double because he's...
No. He's not.
He's a Scientologist, and he's one of their most famous Scientologists, and so you gotta keep that one alive.
Well, no. Even if he's a Scientologist, he might have a clone.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, he probably is.
Tom Cruise isn't on TikTok. It's a deep fake. What the fuck?
Literally. Like.
Dude, that motherfucker looks like...
That's nice.
I mean, the second one.
This is not actually Tom Cruise. God damn. This is not Tom Cruise. Like, this
second
is
second one I can tell, but like first one and is, that last one.
Yeah, this one's not so much, but this one, Jesus Christ, that's fucking him, bro.
I don't like it. don't need another one.
Makes you uneasy,
I don't.
It's kind of crazy.
If we were gonna have a celebrity though that we had two of, who better than Tom Cruise?
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. Yeah.
Everybody else but Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, he lost all credibility for me when he jumped up and down on Oprah's couch and looked a fool.
You know, when he became a big piece of shit human being is when he lost credibility.
Oh, so when he was born?
Yeah. No, dude, I love Days of Thunder. No,
Bono beats Tom Cruise.
Dude, Bono is literally, South Park proved that he was the biggest piece of shit in the world.
Piece of shit.
Yep.
13 Keurig.
No, I'm still pretty... Didn't Randy beat him?
Randy technically did when he spiraled up that turd.
Yeah.
One of those things. All right, dude, let's do some product. What do you want to do?
Let's let our guests choose. I don't know if you've ever tried any of these, so, like, you get to choose by just the name alone.
Yep. We're not even going to tell you what they smell like.
You know, if there's one thing that I'm concerned about, it smells like a man, and sawmill sounds like it smells like a man.
Dude, that's people's thing.
I like sawmill. Sawmill or Ponderosa that I like? I like Ponderosa.
God, I can't keep track of your life and my life, Corey.
I know.
Let's get Tom Cruise off there. I just don't know.
let's talk about a nightcap.
Dude, that is the sketchiest thing ever. It's fucking weird, man. It's fucking weird.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's creepy. Regardless... Dude, that's crazy. Oh. So, we're using some sawmill, evidently. I can get behind that.
What's in sawmill, Tim?
Sawmill is sandalwood and cedarwood. It's pretty amazing.
Makes me feel like I'm going to be going to the ball in the woods. I just got done. Oh,
you
me, I just apply it directly to my skin. Only because how big of a beard I have. When I had a beard like Tim, yeah, totally throw it in my hands and just rub it in.
It's just not practical when you've got when I had my big beard, I didn't do it like this either. I just put the dropper down. It's oil is more so for your skin, so it's a lot easier to actually get there. I'm rubbing the residue on my leg hair since I got a hat on, but normally I tell people to take the extras and rub it on your head.
See, I can do that right now.
Yeah, you're not bald, bro. You got some fucking...
I'm bald.
I know, it's because I got too lazy to shave my head anymore.
Right.
I love shaving my head. Oh, straight razoring my skull.
Do you do that yourself, though?
Fuck no! I don't want to die. I have my barber do that, bro.
I don't think you can die from a straight razor to the head.
Yeah. You know how much head wounds bleed, bro?
Here, let's do this. Let's ask Ghostfake, because...
Yeah, you're the horror expert. Let me... Come on.
So what is it that you do as Ghostfake? Yes. Let's start there.
And let's read... It's Ghostfake, not Ghostface, just in case people are
wondering. Because Ghostface is the rapper, and
Ghostface. Ghostface Killer. Right? Is that what we're saying? Yeah. Same guy? Okay, no, Ghostfake.
He sings Run. If you get getting chased in a school zone, run. If you're getting chased with no shoes on, run.
Okay. Let's... What do you got?
There's that, but Ghostface is also the killer's costume from Scream.
That is true.
So, I mean, I would throw that one out there before I threw out Ghostface Killer.
And that's...
Want me to get closer?
That's this.
Let's get closer.
There we go. That's this here. Is this homemade?
It is.
So, that is so sick, dude.
It looks like somebody jizzed on the mask, but it's not. It's a laser to the face.
See, but I'm into that. I'm into that cream pie face look, right? So that's... And I know Corey is,
too. Everyone has their own weird shit. I know Corey. It's 2020. One.
Wait, did you see I updated the mustache?
No, I did not. Ooh, it's different.
It's a little bigger and it fits better, and it's not that big piece of glass up there ready to fall off and kill us.
Oh, fuck, that was glass?
Yeah, it was a big porcelain ashtray, dude.
Oh, shit, I thought that was just like...
No, so anyway, go on.
Fuck, you've been putting my life in danger
This homemade mask, so it's an actual bear mask underneath, right? And then you like, how did you make that?
So all I used on this is hot glue. Okay. So, just sitting there tediously for hours, pasting on hot glue. It fit because what I didn't want to have happen is, because I have the little channel that I play with.
Sure.
But using a copyrighted costume, you can get in shit for that.
Oh, yeah, you can get in a lot of fucking trouble.
Yeah. So, dude, I was like, all right, let's change this up.
I'm getting in trouble for accidentally playing music in the background on my videos sometimes.
I know.
No kidding. Yeah,
fucking dumb.
I've seen that shit.
I just got a notification yesterday that Warner Music just released rights on a video I filmed for a Facebook Live in 2016.
Oh. Holy fuck.
I was like, are you fucking kidding?
Dude, Facebook, I have to say, Facebook
goddamn commies.
Is wild. Like, I love Facebook.
It's a fucking wild west, bro.
Like, I once, like, about 2 months ago, I got a reported for a Brave Little Toaster post saying, let's take a bath together. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. And I'm like, if I was suicidal, you missed your fucking chance by like 4 fucking years. Thanks. Thanks, Facebook.
You should have had your wife's post too late.
Oh, man.
That shit would have been... No, it's not. That's nothing to
suicide,
joke about.
Suicide is not a joke.
No, but in Facebook's... Fuck Facebook.
The fact that they sent me a link to a suicide hotline 4 years after I had made a joke.
Yeah, it just... Dude, their hearts were in the right place. It just took way too long.
Do you think it was in the right place?
Fuck no, they're bad.
Do you think maybe somebody, like, was trolling my Facebook and reported it? Or do you think Facebook has been scrolling through shit?
No, the bots just finally saw this and were like, oh shit, our algorithm is made to detect suicidal people.
And then their bots were like, hey, hopefully it's not too late. Let's save this guy.
Okay.
Send a message.
Okay. Aside from, like, copyright issues and stuff, go on with where you were.
Just Ghostfake is the host of the channel Survivor's Guilt on YouTube. It's essentially a kill count channel that you end up with the survival stats at the end of it. So we kind of, I guess the line that I use is we take a look at the characters, the main characters and the death that surrounds them to determine your odds of surviving this movie.
So you'll like commentate movies and...
Yeah, pretty much. It's a lot like...
little channel, that's 17,000 subscribers, bro.
A lot of that happened in the last couple of years, couple months. It's been like 2 years to where it got to 1,000, and then it got to 2,000 in 2 weeks, and then 3,000 by after another week, and then all of a sudden it jumped. So
you guys, go subscribe to the channel right now. We're gonna fucking
Survivor's Guilt
live on the air.
I just live subscribed actually. Dude, that's pretty sweet. 17,000 subs. Wow, man. Just doing what you're doing. Okay, so you'll just take videos and you'll commentate it, and so you'll take the survivors?
Yeah, so we take a look at the main characters. So we count, the way that I do this is that we only count the main characters. They have to be significant enough to affect the plot.
Okay.
But we count every single death in the movie, whether it's just mentioned or whether you see it. And then at the end of it, we come out with your stats for surviving the movie.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm digging it. These thumbnails are great. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to check that shit out. Sweet. Yeah, you guys, go subscribe to Survivor's Guilt right now on YouTube. This is what the channel looks like. This is pretty dope. That's cool, man. How'd you come up with that? Christ, can't even find the damn thing. How'd you come up with the idea to want to do that?
So, actually, funny story. I wanted to start a horror movie podcast with Corey.
Uh-huh. This was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was, let's see, I had just stopped going to, I was doing morning classes for college. And then once I got to the point where I was like, we were going to sell our house and move into town and stuff like that. I stopped taking classes, and I was like, well, what do I do with my free time now? And I was like, well, I'll start a horror movie podcast because I've got a boatload of horror movies that I need to catch up on.
Yeah.
Well, Corey and I never set a time or anything like that. So once we moved into town, I was like, well, what can I do on my own? Because I don't think people want to listen to one dude talk about horror movies.
Dude, you'd be surprised, though.
I would be surprised. That just doesn't sound that appealing to me, though. Just one guy on a podcast?
Yeah, but, dude, look how famous reaction channels are.
That's a good point. Yeah, I guess
that's fucking people. Massive, bro.
I see.
Reaction channels? There's channels on here with millions of subs.
There is literally a sub called There's Young People React.
Oh, yeah.
Gay People React.
Young, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Teens react.
People with their assholes adults in the fronts who react. Like, dude, there's anything. But, dude, so don't write that off. Like, just, yeah, like, for real, just a YouTube, maybe start fucking doing horrible-ass reaction videos or something. I don't know. What you're doing is fucking working, but.
Yeah. Obviously, what it's doing is working.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fun to do. I wake up really early to do them. That's why the last one that I uploaded was 4 weeks ago. I'm taking a little bit of a hiatus because between the vacation that I took and the trip to California that I had to take for work, I was like, oh, there's no way I'm getting a video out this 2 weeks.
Right.
So I was like, all right, guys, I'm gonna call it for a couple weeks, and then I'll come back probably in October. I think I'm going to jump back into it. I've got
spooky season.
Exactly. So
sick.
Yeah, it's
my
fun.
My Chinese start, bitch. That's cool. Yeah,
it's fun. It's exciting.
I mean, seriously, I know a lot of people, like, my wife hates horror movies, but I love horror movies.
Dude, I fucking
love. I like watching people get slaughtered, except children. I'm not really into that.
I brought you a movie.
I will say, what's kind of pissing me off, though, is, especially with horror films, like, when they go too far. Like, the fact that Michael Myers is still fucking relevant in that universe and how he hasn't been killed. Because... didn't they just make one last year where, you know, he was coming back for his fucking sister? Out. Or it's coming back out, yeah. And Jamie Lee Curtis is actually in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was like 2 years
ago. How the fuck? I mean, like, come on.
It was good, though.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. But the thing about it is, though, with those big franchises, you're guaranteed to make money.
Well, that's the thing is, I understand making money, but sometimes you just
if you think about it,
let it die.
How horror do you go? Like, what do you consider horror? Horror. Like, would you consider monsters to be in the horror genre?
I don't know. That's more so... I don't know, because there's also, like, mainstream horror versus, like...
Versus, like behind, like...
Video shot.
Underground horror.
Yes, underground horror. I don't like the underground horror. I'm not gonna lie.
Why?
Not that much, but...
Is it too scary?
But here's a great horror movie. The movie Teeth. Did you ever watch that?
Fuck that movie.
About Vagina Dentata.
Yeah.
That's an underground fucking low budget horror movie that I enjoyed.
And it got big though.
Yeah, it's kind of like a huge following. And I love some horrible CGI and shit.
Like, dude, I saw VHS before it got big. Like, I saw VHS when it first came out,
dude.
And that one was one that I was like, what?
VHS was sick.
Did I watch?
Did you ever watch Rubber?
Oh, dude, I loved Rubber.
The fucking tire.
Rubber was great.
That shit, I did not know what to expect, and I was like, Netflix is like, oh, fuck yeah, Rubber. A killer tire. What?
You know, my Netflix for a minute was so worried about me watching horror films and, like, understanding what I was watching.
Do you need
that
assist?
I flipped through one day, and it popped up on comedies Gilmore and was Girls. Like, no, you might like American Psycho under comedies. And I'm like, I found that out. It's considered a dark comedy, and I was like, I feel like that's straight up just a fucked up movie. It's kind of a thriller.
Yeah.
to go back to like your question, which I think was, what do I consider horror?
Right.
I really love Rob Zombie films.
Oh, dude, I love.
I consider those straight up horror. But the ones that really actually horrify me, stuff like Paranormal Activity,
uh-huh.
The Conjuring, Annabelle.
So that shit. So you're more of like.
No. It doesn't have to be the jump scare shit.
No, but like more of like the.
Like Scream? That did not scare
the unknown shit.
Yes.
Like, whereas serial killers aren't going to be scary.
Serial killers aren't bad. Like Scream didn't really scare me. Honestly, I grew up in the era of scary movies, so right. It just parodied it so hard. Of course, Michael Myers doesn't scare me. Jeepers Creepers was kind of fucking scary. Texas Chainsaw, that never scared me. But, dude, the way Paranormal Activity was filmed.
When it was
first. That was so. It fucking shook me, bro. Like,
it was I hear you. I hear you on that.
The way, dude, the so low budget, like. Fuck yeah, let's use one camera and just hear the.
Well, and then he would blare
and the door slam. Dude, I got fucking goosebumps right now, bro. Like, that shit. Oh, God.
Think of the Blair Witch, though. When the Blair Witch came out.
That wasn't that scary to me.
No, but that movie scared the hell out of me.
But that was also supposed to be the same type of thing.
Yes, I agree.
But Paranormal Activity took it to a higher level with the effects.
That's fine, but he just made a good point. The found footage thing, did you ever watch the movie The Fifth Kind?
Yes.
It was filmed
The Fourth Kind.
It was filmed side by side with actual footage. Yeah. And they were like, I was like, oh, wait, is this actual fucking footage? No, talk about this shit, bro.
Right, dude? When I watched that, at the end of it, I was like, oh, no.
Holy
changes
fuck,
everything.
And like, then at the end, end, when the cop's like, no, need the kids get abducted out of the house, which apparently actually happened. But, of course, we don't have video camera because the cop's camera took a shit. What the fuck, bro? Like, how are people not talking about these? Well, these kids got fucking tractor beamed out of the house.
You know, I have to say, for the longest time.
I still don't know if that's true.
I hate to burst your bubble, but it's not.
It's not.
That town, I think it was a town in Alaska, they got pissed off at the director because the director shot both of the footage.
Yeah.
And it put it in together.
A fucking sketch. And,
well, there are actually people from that town that a bunch of people that come up missing. And
sketchy,
they were
bro.
Super pissed that sketchy. He turned it into an alien thing. So, but I remember after I watched that movie and I didn't know if it was true.
That movie,
I questioned
it. That movie was fucked, man.
I questioned my life watching that one. I was like, I don't know what the fuck I just watched. And it took me years.
And I mean, call me naive, but just like Paranormal Activity at the end when they're like, Robert has never been seen again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, this bitch is out here? What?
No, see, dude.
And it was like, yeah, it's just a movie. It was like, dude, that fucked me up. And
well, the baby powder
footprints?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
When you watched it in the theaters, here's the difference, because the kids today don't understand this.
The footsteps are behind you.
No, when you watched it in theaters, did either of you watch it in the theaters?
I went to it on Open Night.
Okay, so the ending.
Yeah.
It ends with that. There are no fucking credits.
Nope.
There is nothing. Nope. It ended. Oh. And you were like,
and then, they had the snippet of her talking to the police afterwards or some shit, right?
No, that's in the deleted scenes. That's
okay.
But, I mean,
it fucked you up.
It the movie, because I went and saw it three different times in the theaters because I had to, like, I was like, there's no way that this is real.
Dude, it made you think it was.
There was no credits at the end of it in the theater, and it literally sold the fucking movie to me.
Yeah.
They ended it with, hey, this dude's missing.
It's
and you're
a mic
like,
drop, bro. It's the biggest mic drop
like,
ever.
Lights are coming on. Why are the lights coming on? Credits didn't come. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Dude, okay, yeah. So, like, I don't like the jump scare. Like, when you fucking, it's like the typical goddamn white people thing. You're like, yeah, don't go in that room, Becky. And you're like,
I'm going to go in that room. Yeah.
I don't like the jump scares. I don't like the, Pennywise, I was never really scared of him. I was never really afraid of clowns. I love Chucky. Mm-hmm. Like, my 2-year-old daughter is a redhead, so she's Chucky this year for Halloween.
There you go.
I'm not afraid of Chucky. Pet Sematary was kind of fucked because I grew up with animals.
it just makes you think.
Well, yeah, dude. Okay.
When did you watch it, though?
Pet Sematary? When I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
The original Pet Sematary.
Right.
The Omen with the little killer kid.
Yep.
That's Damien.
Damien, that's fucked. But yeah. I did not think that movie of Jack Nicholson, Psycho.
Oh,
The Shining.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid as hell.
Okay.
I fucking hate that movie.
You can go right the fuck
down. That movie's so goddamn dumb. When he sticks his head through the door. That's the dumbest shit in the world. It really is.
You're gonna piss off so many
I'm not being a prissy either. I just didn't enjoy the fucking film at all.
As someone who is a huge fan of horror, that movie,
it did a lot of things for the genre.
It
did.
I mean, it wasn't the scariest thing.
No.
But it was the fact of at the end of it, you're still questioning.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time I watched it, and I'm like, wait, how the fuck is he in that picture? Wait, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
You know, and it was...
Oh,
for dude. Horror films, it was definitely... I watched it when I was super little.
Well, it was a cerebral movie for you.
Yeah,
it made you think. And, dude, like...
And it's a
really cerebral film, The Ring. That movie was fucked, man. With the goddamn lighthouse in the back of the video, and she figures it out, and the bitch comes to the TV... Mm.
See, that movie was nothing for me.
See, that's fine, but that movie was fucking scary.
So, Ghostface. What is Ghostface?
Exactly. Let's talk.
Favorite
what's
horror film.
Okay,
or even John. What is? Are they separate?
Hands down. Okay, so they're kind of separate. There's a little bit of a divide between the two. I try to, as far as when I'm counting the deaths from movies, I want to be detached from them. So you had mentioned that clowns don't really do it for you, and kids dying in movies don't really do it for you.
No.
Kids dying in horror movies really doesn't bother me very much.
In the end, it's a movie, but it's kind of, not to go off again, but it's kind of a weird thing I have. Like, I don't like movies with rape.
I see that.
The Hills Have Eyes is some of the biggest piece of shit movies I've ever seen, because those fucking assholes raped that girl and...
So do you like Deliverance?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Even though it's Megan.
I just wanted to make sure it wasn't like a double standard where you're like, no.
Yeah, you're consistent. It's such a horrific crime. Like the movie Straw Dogs. Did you ever see? It's such a horrific crime. I just do not enjoy that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I agree with you on that one. But when it comes to kids dying in horror movies, I don't really mind it. But my hands down favorite horror movie, whether Ghostface or John, is John Carpenter's The Thing.
Ooh.
I love that movie. It is perfect in just every way, and the nihilistic ending is just, you can't beat it. The
Thing was good.
It was fantastic. I loved it.
For some reason, I always likened The Thing to Dreamcatcher. Do you guys ever watch that?
Yes.
So, okay.
With Damian Lewis, like, such an underrated film.
You are going to break something open that I have heard from John since we were, like, teens. About Dreamcatcher and
ooh, I want to hear.
And
wait, first off, why The Thing?
So just because, okay, so the practical effects, one thing. The second thing, is that every single time I watch that movie, it's as if it could play out anyway.
Sure.
Even though you know how it's going to end, but when everybody's, it's just I words cannot express how perfect that movie is. Have you guys ever seen the original The Thing from Another World?
No.
Okay. It's not terrible. It's John Carpenter's favorite movie. He puts it in the background of several of his flicks. Huh. But it's old, it's black and white, and it doesn't really convey the short story that it's based on.
Okay.
But when John Carpenter took it over and remade it, he adapted it better to the book, because the thing in the book is supposed to be kind of plant-based and able to kind of turn into other things, whereas in the original movie, it's just a really big dude.
Sure.
Basically, that looks kind of like an alien. But when you get to the thing, you've got these hints as to how it takes someone over, like they find ripped up clothes, except there's not a whole ton of resolution to that. And then you've got the characters, I'm trying to think right offhand, I can't remember his name, but the guy dies of a heart attack, and so they go to shock him back to life. And when they hit him with the defibrillator, it doesn't bring him back, but it kind of, the thing realizes, oh, I don't like that. And so the next time he goes to hit it, it bites off his arms. It's just, I love that movie so much, because then he dies because he lost his arms.
Instead of a heart attack, fuck you.
But, no, I just love that movie. And the practical effects, you can't beat it. And then again, the really sad ending. I love sad endings. And that one's just great, where they're kind of standing up. MacReady and Childs are sitting there, and they don't know who's who or if they're both it. And then they ultimately, if there's nothing past, if you don't count the video game as canon, they kind of just freeze to death.
Yeah.
The only problem is that if the thing freezes to death, if they let him thaw, he comes back.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just like cryo. He's like, he's still alive.
He's going to sleep it off for however long, a few years.
It's one thing I feel like, especially with a lot of movie genres, but especially with horror, I'm sitting here thinking of like the eras of horror film as they go. And it's like, some of my favorite horror movies are when I was a kid, and we're talking like late 90s, early 2000s, and I'm like, the movie Hostel is a great fucking gory film.
Yeah.
When Saw started, it was great.
Hostel terrified me.
Oh, fuck, when he got his Achilles chop. Yeah. Jesus Christ. When Saw came out, it was nice and gory. You knew it was fucking crazy. And the story behind Saw is fucking unreal. But, dude, and then you jump into, like, 2010, then we got into like Paranormal Activity type shit.
Exactly.
And the Conjuring and Annabelle, and it's like, holy fuck, hauntings. And Ed and Lorraine are actual real fucking people. You know, the people, like, they're real
ghost
demonologists.
Yeah, there you go.
And they have all these fucking haunted artifacts in their goddamn house. Like, that's fucking real. Regardless if these things are actually haunted, I've never seen one. I've never experienced a haunting, but these people exist. And they've done these things. You know, The Conjuring is semi-based off of an actual event.
Terrifying
because
event.
Annabelle is real. The doll doesn't look like anything what Annabelle looks like if you've actually seen
it's
a picture of the real doll. It's a raggedy Ann doll. It's fucked. These people actually have this shit. And so, like, we go through these eras, and honestly, I don't even know what era we're in because I don't feel like there's been any decent horror out lately. I wonder if it's, like, it's just not mainstream or some shit. Aside from, well, Pennywise...
Yeah, that was 2017.
Yeah, it made it big.
Yeah, that's most recent, right? What else do we have right now?
There, you know, believe it or not, there's a ton of really good movies that have gone either straight to Shudder or straight to Netflix.
That's true.
Have you guys seen The Ritual?
Yes, where those guys walk in
into the forest.
The fucking idiot breaks his ankle in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, you piece of shit, you're going to fuck the whole group. And then they split up, and you're like... This is 101.
Number one rule, you don't fucking split up.
That movie had me... I'm very glad you said something, because...
Yeah, that movie's awesome.
That movie was fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. The whole time, you're like, what the fuck is happening? And they end up at that camp in the end, and they're like, who the fuck are these people in these fucking homemade cabins, and they're fucking... What the fuck are they doing? Sacrifice this shit? Like, dude, that was some fucking... And I don't feel like the end was the end at all.
No, because there was no...
She got away, but that was
it was so fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude. That movie was awesome. The dude who made that movie, it's Bruckner, I think. David Bruckner or something.
Oh, yeah.
He actually did one of the shorts for VHS.
Oh, shit.
He went on to do The Ritual, and it's awesome because when he was filming it, I listened to an interview with him on, I can't remember the name of the podcast, Joe Lynch and Adam Green.
Okay, yeah.
I don't remember the podcast, but... he was on their podcast, and he said that while they were making that movie, he was sitting there going, well, I guess I'll never make movies again, because he said it was going so bad that he thought the movie was going to be complete garbage. And it's amazing, because when it came out, and whenever I watched it, which was a couple years later, that movie is really good, and it was a straight-to-Netflix movie. They didn't get a distributor.
Now, when you say really good, when I think of horror movie... Mm-hmm. And think really good. I think I am, like, needing to watch, like, Disney Channel for a good, like, 2 hours after I watch a movie. That's what makes a good horror movie for me.
Are
you basing it off of its...
Well, dude, like I said, are you jump scared? Are you worried about hauntings? Are you afraid of the dark? There's so many elements of horror. Right. What scares you the most? As Corey, what
and
scares
dude,
you the most?
You can find anything in the horror genre.
What scares you the most?
Probably hauntings.
A haunting that would make you want to watch Disney afterwards? The worst haunting in your fucking life?
Like, okay, we talked about this before. That movie Mama.
Oh, God.
The one where the two kids are in the cabin and shit, and then the end happens.
Yeah.
The end happens, and I'm like, fuck this goddamn movie. Yeah. You took me all the way through, had me like, dude, I'm going to be watching some fucking like Goof Troop after this. Like, nope. And then the end, and you're like, oh... I'm going to fucking bed. That was stupid. Why didn't I waste my
time? Let down.
Yeah.
See, and I remember hearing you talk about this on a previous podcast. Why didn't you like that ending? Now, I didn't like it, but I think I didn't like it for a different reason. It made me pretty sad, actually. Why didn't you like it?
I think that resolution
you
of
were
just
hoping
like,
for something else.
You know, I was hoping it wasn't going to be like, oh, hey, here's my kid to the spirit. Bye.
Yeah. Well, that was
here you
the
go,
thing.
Sacrifice.
he like the so the mama ghost had raised them for a short period of time. That's why they were kind of feral children.
Yeah.
And then you've got this woman.
Okay.
What happened to the silent or vibrate thing or whatever?
That's a sale update, so it doesn't adhere to the thing.
I'm not even gonna bother getting in between you and your business.
No, good.
So this ghost lady raised the kids. And then when the kids get taken by the uncle or whatever he was, and then he gets thrown off the banister. We're spoiling the movie for you guys.
Mama's jealous.
Yeah, she's jealous. The other lady, I don't remember her name, but she doesn't want to have kids. And she ends up kind of warming up to them so much to the point where the little one, who is the most rebellious against her, who doesn't want anybody but the mama ghost, finally warms up to her and sits in her lap and cries or whatever, right? And there's this really sweet moment between the two of them. And then at the very end, the little girl chooses to go with the ghost.
Yeah.
Instead of staying with the actual family.
I guess I thought
that was tragic.
I didn't see it like they chose. I thought it was more like, here, go.
It's I don't know. It's not a lot.
I guess now that I remember it, yeah,
they were like fighting for her to not go. They're like, no.
And then she goes, and they
fall off the cliff and become moths or whatever. Which is kind of dumb.
I think that's what it was. I think that's what pissed me off was that ending. Now that you just triggered it, no, it wasn't anything.
Corey's triggered.
It wasn't anything. It wasn't anything of the ending until moths. And I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, so go back. Now answer my question. What movie will put you into fucking Disney Channel mode? What movie that already exists will put you into fucking Disney Channel mode? What's the scariest movie to you?
I don't have one that'll put me into Disney mode anymore just because I've seen them all at the time when you first experience these films,
because we all know that's the best, aside from the Lord of the Rings trilogy, those are the best all the time.
Sinister.
Sinister?
Sinister.
With the fucking the guy in the picture and behind the bushes?
Sinister.
That was kind of fucking sketchy. I'm not going to lie.
Like, Sinister.
That one was scary.
For me, it was amazing. I loved Sinister.
It was scary.
It was good. What's Ghostface take on that?
Okay, so I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I have not watched Sinister.
Oh my gosh.
So,
such a great show.
I've heard a lot of really good things.
Wasn't there two?
Yeah, there's two of
those.
It took me years to watch The Conjuring, just because I didn't have very much interest in it.
Nah, that movie fucked me up.
Oh, yeah, that movie was terrifying. See, the cool thing about The Conjuring is that it is a PG-13 horror movie.
Yeah.
But because it is so scary, it is R-rated.
Yeah.
They would not let it go out as PG-13 because they were like, no, this is too scary for that.
Which I've never heard of a movie. It's like, it's not gory.
Well, they showed a noose in the body hanging. I think that has a lot to do with the R rating.
I don't know. There's some like PG-13 movies where people get straight up devoured by
cut in half and stuff. I mean, haven't you watched Harry Potter? Those are all PG-13. Yeah.
You ever seen Tucker and Dale vs. Evil? That guy goes through a fucking wood chipper, and I think that movie's PG-13.
No, that movie's R.
Is it? I was going to say it's got nudity.
Oh, true, titties. But that movie is hilarious.
I fucking love that.
I thought it was going to be a horror film. It was.
Anyway.
Oh, I was just going to say, as far as The Conjuring goes, any of those movies about ghosts, I just don't like paranormal stuff because that's the stuff. You were saying, your lady doesn't like horror movies.
No.
My wife doesn't like horror movies.
My kids are kind of on the fence about it
right now. They want to watch some of them with me, but I'm like, nah, I can't let you watch all of them. But like, that's a pretty big deal when you can't watch horror movies with your wife.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to watch horror movies, I have to watch them at like 1 o'clock.
I'm a grown man, but I still run up the stairs.
Yeah, dude.
Let's be real.
Right? Like when you
still
sit down and watch.
Still sitting here snuggy, like, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, yeah, bro. If a little piece of skin's showing, fuck off, man. You're not getting me today, boogeyman. Like, have you seen that TikTok where it's like, you know, if whatever part of your body hangs off the bed, the boogeyman will eat it. And those people are scooching their asses off the bed. That shit's so hilarious.
That's good.
Yeah, no, dude. Like, I fucking hate watching scary movies alone. It's honestly why I don't really watch horror films anymore because I do most stuff.
See, my
late night.
My daughter, 16. She enjoys horror movies.
So you got a partner.
She just refuses to sit down and watch them with me.
Well, that's not cool, dude. She's 16. Your dad, like.
And I get that.
Be real.
I've seen. Have you guys seen Babadook?
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh,
Babadook was good. Have you guys seen Cannibal Holocaust?
Oh dude, I haven't seen that in years.
No.
Yeah. We all had to sit down and watch it in our like party house. We were like, hey, we have to sit down and watch this film. It is a film that have you ever heard of it, Tim?
No.
You've never heard of Cannibal Holocaust?
Uh-uh. Dude, the director was put on fucking trial.
Why?
For the film.
Because they thought that he was literally killing his actors.
Dude, what about that show Green? It just came out. They pulled it from theaters. It's called Green Something. It's about the tribe in the Amazon.
Oh, the Green Inferno?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Green Inferno is like an ode to Cannibal Holocaust.
Oh, really? I haven't heard about this.
It's an Eli Roth movie.
Oh, dude, it's fucked.
Yeah.
It's totally fucked.
So grab that. Cannibal Holocaust, yep. So it's a 1980 Italian Cannibal Holocaust.
I'm not going to lie. I just don't like this old of horror films.
Well, okay, but... So, scroll down to where it says,
I want to see about him getting arrested and
shit. That's what we're looking for. So...
Critical response. Controversy. Since its original release, Cannibal Holocaust has been the target of censorship by moral and animal activists. Oh my god, other than graphic gore, the film contains several scenes of sexual violence and genuine cruelty to animals. Eesh.
But was it genuine?
They called it a snuff film.
Oh, yeah, they called it a snuff film, but it was not animal a snuff cruelty. Film.
You just... Oh, shit, they killed a tarantula with a machete.
Oh, yeah, but you gotta see it. It's like they kill a turtle in that.
They killed a muskrat with a knife. They decapitated a turtle. Did they actually do this shit?
Yeah.
Oh, and they killed a fucking monkey. I could care less about the snake. Too bad they didn't kill them all. A squirrel monkey? They decapitated an actual monkey in the film?
It's gruesome.
Did they do this in a third world country?
It was, yeah. They went to a different country. Okay, so it was
probably fucking legal where they did it.
Well, yeah, and they used the parts. They gave all the bodies of it and stuff. However, the actors that were involved, when they're watching these, like, for instance, he starts just hacking the limbs off of a turtle, and it's a giant turtle. I mean, it's huge.
See, that's sad.
And it is sad.
What the fuck is that? I hate to interrupt.
What's up?
Oh, there's going to be a new fucking video game based off of Cannibal Holocaust.
Where do you see that?
Yeah. Down at the very bottom. A video game
December
sequel.
2020, the game is retitled Bomeo.
A Jungle Nightmare.
Yeah, I think it's already out, bro.
I'm going to have to go look for that shit. Yeah, dude, but basically, he had to bring his actors in.
As witnesses
to be like, shit. I didn't fucking murder them. Like, he made it so crazily real that it was, I mean...
Dude, that sounds really sketchy, but this movie fucked me up. It's an Eli Roth film, so I love Eli Roth.
Right.
I feel like he's a really great horror director. Well, obviously, gore is his fucking
thing.
Oh, yeah, effects are
awesome. But, dude, so this movie came out, and then before I got to see it in theaters, it was gone. And I was like, what the fuck happened? And then the press releases started coming out. I was like, yeah, it was like disgusting and fucking horrible film.
Were people like...
Dude, they were like appalled apparently at the fucking theaters.
Like,
it was so fucking bad. Hey, look. Mixed reviews. Some praise the film's throwback vibe to the early Italian cannibal horror films.
Yeah.
Controversy. The film was criticized, which campaigns for indigenous peoples, blah, blah, reinforcing and respectively... Neocolonialism?
Wow. Neocolonialism. Yeah. Wow.
See, dude, it was fucked. Like, it was filmed really good, but it was it fucked me. It's gross.
I didn't know that movie was pulled from theaters, but I'm kind of surprised that movie would be pulled from theaters and Hostel would not.
Right?
Because, I mean, they're pretty
fucking we're talking about a decade apart.
That's true, but I don't think that things have gotten more strict.
I think
its box office was so low. I know it got fucking pulled because I didn't get to go see it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's a really shitty. Dude, we're talking an Eli Roth film.
Well, but I mean, horror is not.
And I know it's not.
Yeah, R-rated horror isn't.
But you got to remember, dude, Hostel came out before 2005, I think, even. So,
well, I mean, yeah, but how much money did that make?
I don't know. I bet it made more than $12 million.
Look at Human Centipede.
Oh, that movie's so fucked.
I don't think that movie even went into theater.
No, fuck no. Fuck no. I don't think so.
2005, okay.
Hey, you nailed it. Let's see.
$82 million. And it had a $200,000 less budget than Green Inferno. Yeah, dude, Green Inferno got pulled. Oh, I'm telling you.
But you might be right.
Was Hostel
worse, you guys,
or on the same level as it?
Hostel was pretty bad.
Yeah, but right. It wasn't people eating people. It's dude, that's a weird thing.
Yeah,
it,
but it's a social taboo.
But dude, what I'm saying is, you guys, there's almost a decade. Look at our fucking weird. We're weird now. Like, what is socially acceptable now? Tropic Thunder, that movie could never be made.
That is one of my favorites.
That is one of my favorite movies, too.
That was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Now, Green Inferno was a decade before this. So that's why shit just isn't socially acceptable,
bro. When
did
Green Inferno come out?
2013.
Okay.
Which was 8 years after this. So I'm using a decade, but it was 8 years. But I'm just saying, I'm using the... We could never make Tropic Thunder because of Robert Downey Jr.'s part.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that would be a big part of
it. It's social weirdo stuff, dude. Now they could never do fucking... They could never do... They wouldn't be successful doing this.
They do... Well, you wouldn't be successful. They could still do movies, but like...
What I'm getting at is that's probably why Green Inferno wasn't that big. One thing I wanted to say. A really great... We were talking about like what horror movies are out right now. Like, dude... Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker knows how to direct.
So I never watched...
Us?
Us. But I watched... Wait, no. I never watched Get Out.
Oh, I watched Get Out. I did not see Us. Get Out was fucked, man.
Us fucked me. Because at the very end of it, it still left me where I was like, wait.
Is it
hold the fuck on. Well, no.
I didn't watch it. I only watched Get Out.
So, Us... Is a did you watch Us?
No, I'm gonna be honest with you, I have not yet.
So
let's see how much money these movies made. Go on, Corey.
Us. So basically, you find out in the like throughout the movie.
Holy shit!
How much did Get Out make?
Get Out was a budget of $4.5 million.
Okay.
What do you think it made box office?
Dude, listen, that was a huge
Hostel film. Made 82.
That was a huge film. I'm gonna say at least $200 million.
255.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because dude,
that's so fucking impressive.
For a horror movie, that is impressive. Because horror movies don't get the respect that they should.
No, like, that's true.
Fuck no, they don't, dude.
Like John and I, when we were in like just nearing the end of high school, we watched House of a Thousand Corpses at least 3 to 4 times in the theater.
I love that show.
I
love that show.
I don't think I saw it more than once.
No, we watched like it. Dude, we went to it like 3 to 4 times.
Did we? I gave it that many chances?
Because on the third time,
well, you saw titties.
You were just joking about it. And this person in the theater said something, and you were like, oh, dead bodies, that just makes me hungry.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and that was the third time around. And I think the fourth time you went to a different movie, and I was like, I'm still going to go to this one because we had free shit.
That was when my brother-in-law was getting us into free movies.
That was the hobo prank.
Oh, in the theater. Well, you pretended to be a homeless person.
I did. Yeah. So they had convinced one of their coworkers that they let a homeless guy live behind one of the screens. And he was kind
of
dumb.
He just sleeps in front of the speakers, sorry.
Yeah. But they convinced him of it. And so they're like, hey, John, we need you to dress up like a homeless person. Because I think that year for Halloween, I dressed up like a homeless person. And they were like, and then come to the theater on Saturday.
Whatever day of morning it was.
Yeah. And so everybody was hiding. And then I was sitting there at the soda fountain getting soda when the dude came to unlock the doors. And he was supposed to be the only one there. And so he walks up and he starts unlocking the doors, and then he sees me getting soda. And so I look at him, and then I run off into the theaters. And so he's like freaking out because there's not supposed to be anybody in here. But yeah, that was a good
time. What movie theater?
It was the old one behind Costco.
Yeah, the
Carmack 7.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
I grew up
going to Cine 7, the dollar theater.
Same here.
I still live down there. But and then obviously Winsong came out. And I feel like you always either went to Winsong or Carmike.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like Carmike got the movies like second for some reason or some shit.
Yeah, the movies went from Winsong.
Yeah, and then we got the Shallow 14.
And now that's just...
Yeah, now Winsong, amazing, now the Winsong is like a fucking dump.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been...
It became the Cine 7.
Yeah, I don't think I've been there...
I don't know how they're still supporting that, to be honest.
It's weird.
I don't know either.
It's a single building, dude, by itself.
And with COVID being so bad, apparently, we had some friends go to a movie a month or two ago. They don't have any concessions, just what's bottled. So they
really?
They didn't have pop. They didn't have popcorn. They didn't have candy. They didn't have nachos. They didn't have hot dogs. They didn't have pizzas.
You can get a bottle of water.
They fucking had the $5 bottle of Dasani. I was like, what the fuck? Because they don't have employees. So.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody showed up to work. What was the last movie you saw in theaters?
I can honestly say it was Deadpool 2.
Mine might have been...
So that long ago, fuck.
That was before COVID.
Yeah.
And mine might have been Deadpool 2 also, or The Revenant.
That was a long time ago.
No, that was 2015. Mine was probably Deadpool 2, to be honest, or one of the Avengers movies. Or
I haven't even gone...
It might have been Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
There you go. When was that? 2017 or something? Yeah, 2018? Maybe.
But so was Deadpool 2. Dude, it might have been Deadpool 2.
I know Deadpool 2 for me was... Well, wait.
It was definitely before... Dude, I don't know that I've been to a movie when I had kids and my son's 4.
I don't know.
It's hard to go to a movie when you got kids.
I'm trying to remember because I don't know if I... Because I took my wife to see...
Well, remember you saw that? You saw that one homemade show with that black couch?
I did see that one. Well, I was in that one.
So. Oh, yeah. You were the amateur, right?
It was a weird job interview.
Sounds like a casting couch. Is that what we're talking about?
Apparently, yeah.
What's the last name of the dude?
Corey needed $50. And
you only got $50 for that?
That's all they get for anal.
I mean, are they making more?
You know,
we could always get a bus.
He was like, hey, do you need a Franklin? And I was like, I don't know what that is. And he's like, do you want a couple Jacksons then? And I'm like, sure. I don't know what you're talking about. You
the Dirty Sanchez? Rusty Trombone? No, dude, like, back, what? Whatever horror we were films. Going about. Yeah, like, I was talking about Jordan Peele. Like, his horrors, like, it's almost it's like, good. It's so fucking cerebral. Like, it's not just people killing people. It's like, mind games.
See, and I like movies that do have a twist in them. Absolutely. That is one of my favorites. But so have you ever seen, have either of you seen The Game with Michael Douglas?
The Game?
Like 1980s film. I recommend this to everybody at least once. It is an old fucking movie.
Okay.
But do you guys remember the movie The Man Who Knew Too Little?
No.
Oh my God! What the Bill fuck? Murray?
Oh, 1997.
I thought it was in the 80s. Sooner.
Fuck! It made way less movie money than.
So basically,
I love Michael Douglas though.
So his brother basically buys him a game.
Where the hell is the wiki? Yeah. Okay.
And it's not like it's murder and like he's on the run and like.
Oh, but he buys him a board game?
But no, it's a birthday present. It's a game. It's a real-life game.
Oh, so he's getting hunted?
And so, no. So, like...
So, the game? Mind game?
No.
No.
Oh, no! You son of a fucking bitch.
Dude. Tim,
what?
Did you...
You didn't even see that?
Did you see the sign?
Yeah, I said I lost my mind, I thought.
No, I said I lost the game.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
So, just click on the top one there.
Yeah, anyway.
Just click on the top one. So
I put that in one of my videos where I said something about a game and I said, but not the one you just lost. And I still get comments in the videos that say, I just lost the game to a 9-month-old video.
It sucks.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You'll have to include him in the game.
So scroll down on this.
So okay.
So the game. It literally is. A wealthy banker is given the opportunity to participate in a mysterious game. Life is turned upside down as he's unable to distinguish the game and reality.
Okay.
So it's literally him going off of his fucking rocker because he doesn't know what's real and what's not.
Banker, but he is also an absolute loner.
Yeah, so... In the year of his 48th birthday, the year the age his father committed suicide, his brother, who has gone long ago and surrendered to addictions of all kind, returns and gives him a card to unusual entertainment.
Huh. Oh, okay. So he goes to this place. He takes drinks of Kool-Aid and...
Well, and it's not cool. Again, it's all a game.
Huh.
So it's kind of like there's...
Oh, it's got Sean Penn in it. I fucking hate
it. You fucking ruin. I'm out.
Dude, aren't there actors you guys fucking despise so much you won't even watch the movie?
We already started it. Tom Cruise.
All right.
Really? You haven't watched any of the newer Mission Impossible movies?
No.
He's doing his own stunts now?
Yeah, he's hanging on a goddamn plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fall off.
He's such a dirtbag human being, man.
He's a piece of crap, but that's every celebrity.
I agree.
Oh, you can't say every celebrity.
Paul Walker was a saint, okay?
Perhaps, yeah. Maybe. Maybe. I don't think we knew enough.
Ironic thing, I was in a movie theater when Paul Walker died. Our phones buzzed for the fucking news update. Paul Walker killed in a crash. I was in a fucking movie. I'll always remember. Yeah, I always remember. But like, dude, like, what other actor do you just fucking hate?
I mean, beyond Tom Cruise, for myself personally, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't say that there's a single actor that I look at.
I really dislike the chick from Bridget Jones's Diary.
Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, she looks like this. She looks like a fucking asshole. Like, I just don't even like her because of her goddamn face, okay? But no, like, people that just fucking hate.
I don't know why, but I really, really hate Cameron Diaz.
Really?
Yeah, I just really hate everything that she's done post.
Even There's Something About Mary?
No, goddamn, I was going to say post There's Something About Mary. That's the only one.
Ben Stiller zipped his fucking ballsack. Like, that's the funniest shit.
How'd you get the Franks above the beans? Yeah.
Frank and Beans.
Like, dude, that shit was so hilarious. But no, yeah, okay, Cameron Diaz, I can see that. She's not even in that.
See, I'm trying to think of someone that I actually, like, if I see them in a movie, I'm like, no, I'm not watching this.
Like, you're just, like, repulsed. Zooey Deschanel. God, I fucking hate her.
Yeah,
I dislike her.
I guess I haven't seen her in enough beyond, like, Elf and shit like that.
New Girl. She's in that TV
show. I never watched New Girl, so, like,
my wife really likes that show.
I don't.
See, this is going to sound like I'm an asshole, but I don't watch anything that my wife watches for the most part because I've come in and I'm like, oh, gross. They're like, it's weird.
50 Shades of Grey? I love that shit.
Here, let me say this. I can watch fucking like horror films, gore films, but when it comes to like doctor shows, fuck you. I am fucking
out. What's that fucking show that everyone watches with Patrick Dempsey? It's been going on for 20 years. Grey's Anatomy? Who the fuck wants to watch that about doctors and nurses literally committing adultery all fucking day long? They're all married and they fuck each other at the hospital. Why is that entertaining?
Apparently there was an episode arc where one of the characters fucks a ghost. Legit.
But
like,
why is cheating entertaining? What the fuck?
I don't think it's the cheating.
Don't get me wrong. Nurses are hot. You know, girls look good in scrubs as long as they're good looking, but who the fuck wants to watch them cheat
on each other? But it's reality. And I was putting that into quotes.
Yeah.
That is reality TV. Look at fucking Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore got huge.
Yeah, because they were just young people fucking and drinking.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, it's the same thing.
But they didn't have husbands and wives at home.
Yeah.
Some of them had boyfriends and girlfriends
at home. Yeah, but fuck that. God damn it, Jersey Shore.
But it's still the same thing. I watched Jersey Shore for a bit.
Dude. I love Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore was fucking stupid. And I
Pauly D, god damn it. Pauly D and Vinny, like...
They were the only two dudes on the show.
My wife and I go back and rewatch that whole series like once every couple years.
Just because we want to read.
Just because, man.
Get crazy. Get loud. Let's party. All I know is, like, show some titties.
Oh, yeah.
Because the actual song from that theme song is...
Well,
there's a line in it, and I loved it because it says, when I was a baby, I was sucking on titties. Now that I'm older, still sucking on titties. And I was like, huh.
Fuck yeah.
Hey.
We never grew up. What was the thing Pauly D and Vinny did? Something chapstick push-up. Remember? They were talking about...
I don't know.
I can't remember. Let's get off Jersey Shore. Actors or actresses. There's a couple that I just dislike.
See, and I think for me, it's just Tom Cruise. I think just that's the Tom one. Cruise. Like, I don't know. Again, it's the whole incident with him jumping on the couch. From that, I was like, you are a fucking loser in my mind. And anything I see you in... I will turn it off unless, of course, it's like Eyes Wide Shut because there's titties.
I didn't watch The Mummy. His version.
Oh,
it was fucking horrible.
Okay, so yeah. There's one reason and only one reason alone I won't watch it. Brendan Fraser.
Well, like, because the original.
Yeah, because he is
Yeah, he's having a moment right now because he's in a fucking Martin Scorsese film.
Well, dude, he's TikTok coming back. Brought him back too.
TikTok, like, we've saved his life.
TikTok is
we have fucking brought him back from the goddamn dead because he got blacklisted because of fucking Weinstein.
He's done.
Yeah,
shit.
I think it was a different guy, not Weinstein. Yeah. But it was one of those.
But he's had shit. Like, I know. He's been doing shit, but it's not.
We just on the forefront. The last forefront thing we saw him was when they shit all over him when he did Looney Tunes.
Yeah,
like that is just horrible.
It wasn't great.
No, it was like, not at all. But he's Brendan Fraser.
Fraser. Oh, dude, he's gonna come.
Good. I want him to come. I mean, I wanted him to come here.
Fraser.
There you go.
But no, dude. I mean, okay, that's a beloved actor, actress.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Tom Cruise. I think we can agree. Tom Cruise is a piece of shit.
I can't say that there's anyone that I have on the film that I'm like, nope, not watching you.
Mine's Renee Zellweger.
I can see that. I
just can't stand her face.
Yeah.
Chick flicks is one that I will say I don't watch.
I like chick flicks. Yeah, I like women.
I've got daughters and my wife that like chick flicks, and so there's a lot of times where...
You never watched the movie The Hot Chick with Rob Schneider?
Oh, dude.
That's some of the funniest fucking comedy in the world.
That was one that you and I saw in theaters like five times, wasn't it?
We did see that one quite a few times.
Yeah, we saw that one like a bunch.
It's me.
Dude, so...
Jessica!
So... You guys have seen that a lot, right?
Oh,
so
I could have seen.
Okay, so if I quote something, you'll know what it is.
Perhaps.
Okay, so there were on TikTok, I was scrolling the comment section of this one video where someone used that sound, but she was talking to like her husband because she hadn't like lost her hair, but she was like homely looking, looked like a minion. And she was like, "It's me, Jessica." And I literally commented back and I was like, "Father Mulcahy?" Because that's what the fucking teenage kid says.
That's totally.
When he's like, "I should have loved you when I had the chance." And I was like, "Father Mulcahy." And it got like fucking 300 or 400 likes. And I was like, dude, people fucking remember that show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was when Rob Schneider was kind of on top of. I know. And I can't say on top of his game because he was
a main character for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, for like what? Two movies?
Deuce Bigelow.
And the Hot Chick.
Well, and you're also the animal.
The fucking weird.
The
thick ass badger milk.
But dude, you know what movie I love that nobody really has ever seen? And it's a Disney film. And it's Heavyweights.
I love Heavyweights. Oh, dude. You fucking kidding me? Gerald Garner. I fucking love, dude, when they make the video, when they're trying to get Tony out, and they find that rat, the fucking rat.
So, funny enough,
this shit.
About that movie, it's literally my favorite movie. I can quote almost the whole movie. There is a scene when, and I don't know if you guys remember, when they find all the candy and shit.
Yeah, in the bedpost and shit.
And they bedpost and shit. And he asks, who does the candy belong to? Who do they say it belongs to?
What do you mean?
When he pulls out the candy and he's walking through and he goes, whose candy does this belong to? Whose candy is this?
Well, I think Goldberg takes the fall. And I'm saying Goldberg because he's from Mighty Ducks. I can't remember his name in that show.
Right. But who does he say it is?
He says a fake name, doesn't he?
But
I don't remember what it is.
His dad's fake name or something.
No. So the audio says Seymour Butts.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you watch the mouth... It does not say Seymour Butts.
What does he say?
So I'm going to explain this. It took me 4 years of searching before I found the right fucking answer.
Okay.
Peter Fitz.
Oh.
Anybody's Peter Fitz if you push hard enough.
Okay.
And Disney was like, hey, Judd, we've let a lot of shit slide in this movie. Not that.
Dude, okay, speaking of hidden things, have you heard about the Heavyweights conspiracy theory?
Ooh, what's this?
No.
So, I believe it is about Tony Perkis.
Oh, in Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that one.
Yeah, that is probably one of my favorites.
Of course, the time doesn't match up because Dodgeball... what the fuck?
Isn't Dodgeball supposed to take place in the 90s?
I don't think so. The gym looks way too updated, bro.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I was thinking they have
newer cars and shit.
It's true.
But anyway, that was a conspiracy theory that, you know, after his fallout, he came back as Tony Perkis and, you know, bought the Heavyweights. And
wouldn't it be reversed? Wouldn't it be Heavyweights first?
Yeah. It was first.
And then he came back as white. What is it? White Goodman.
I'm white.
There you go. I'm going to take that as canon. I think that fits.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm going to accept it right now.
What?
White that Goodman is...
Theory. Oh, dude.
Well, if you remember, he got fat at the end of... Or no. At the end of Heavyweight, he loses the camp and you see him...
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking. Another guy selling door-to-door, like another door-to-door selling crystals. And he's selling like those life-healing crystals. Fuck, so maybe.
Dude, maybe.
Yeah. Huh. Heavyweight is one of those movies where you can show your kids that movie.
And it's great.
And not feel embarrassed about
fuck, no, I what love you like that. As a kid. Yeah. God, I love that.
It's awesome. And my kids all loved it. We laughed our asses off when he starts throwing the glasses down and then he starts doing the flips and he just eats shit at the end. That is the funniest thing.
No, I'm too strong.
The dance scene just like epitomized my childhood.
Oh, dude, yeah. Everybody's fuck childhood. God. Well, unless you like some smooth.
I always wanted to go to a summer camp when I was a kid and I never got to, and they got to do the blob and all that shit. It was so fun.
Yeah.
I never got to go to a camp. I went to church camp. But it was like family camp, so it wasn't like the same thing.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
We were going and I was finding chicks to go make out with and get drunk with.
Question. Just because we were talking about that type of conspiracy theory about a movie, another movie conspiracy theory, which Disney goes deep, right?
Disney goes.
The conspiracy theory that Tarzan is Anna and Elsa's little brother. So, in Frozen 2, Anna and Elsa lose their parents because they're traveling via ship to an island that holds a secret on why Elsa has these magical powers. They crash their ship. How Tarzan starts is mom and dad crash their ship and she's with child.
Yep.
Well, mom and dad die. Monkeys raise baby.
Yep.
Totally plausible. Granted, we've gotten these movies... 30 years apart, but there were never, like, timestamps in them. I mean, shit, there's a kingdom in Anna and Elsa's time. So, honestly, maybe in Europe, they had that. Because it was, like, 1910 or 1915 for Tarzan, because he was using, like,
an elephant gun.
Yeah, it was total old school shit.
Yeah.
And they had record player stuff. But, dude, that's a conspiracy theory about movies that I can kind of get behind.
Huh. I could see that one. I just... probably couldn't care less.
Yeah, it's... Oh, dude, my kids watch Frozen nonstop, so I was just wondering...
Yeah.
Frozen, why not? Like, oh, shit, I loved Tarzan, because Phil Collins... Anything that Phil Collins scored, I'm just...
Oh, there you go.
All over that shit.
I watched Frozen one time, and...
Dude, it's so good.
I was like, oh...
I'm a Toy Story nut, though.
I like most, like... Pixar movies. I will say that. Like,
yeah.
I just saw that new one. What was it? Not Raya the Last Dragon. No, I didn't see that one.
Luna or whatever? The kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was actually pretty good.
Luca. That, my fucking kids love that shit.
Bro. I enjoyed it. I
have watched that at work. Like,
just sit here at work.
Well, if I'm like bottling or some shit, I'm like, I want to turn Luca on. It's like makes me think of my kids a little bit, And
there you go.
I can't watch.
Such a good fucking show.
There's only one like kids show I can't watch, and that's Ice Age. But
oh really? See, the Ice Age movies got better as they went.
I don't like fucking what the hell is his? They make Ray Romano.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of Ray Romano.
Is it his voice?
Nah, I'm just not a huge fan of him.
Oh,
kind of like I hate Jerry Seinfeld. That's why I don't like fucking Seinfeld.
Is it his face?
I just think he's a douche.
Okay.
I never liked his acting that much. I love Kramer. Who the fuck doesn't like Kramer, right?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Well, dude, I did until he was like, I'm gonna have a racist.
I just don't like Jerry that much, And it kind of makes me mad that he's worth like almost $1 billion.
It's because he was smart?
I know.
Dude, like...
No. Yeah, he really capitalized on that, that's for sure.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
They've got Funko Pops of the motherfucker now, like... They had reruns. I don't even know if there's reruns anymore somewhere. Probably.
No, he sold... The rights got sold to, like, Paramount or some streaming service, I thought.
So Paramount probably has them all.
Yeah. Just like South Park's Blockbuster deal. I don't know if you saw the details for that.
No.
So I'm a South Park nut, right?
Sure.
Like, I have been since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. South Park inked a deal. So they're on season 25 right now, and they inked a deal for season 26, 27, 28, 29, up through 30.
Uh-huh.
With, like, 14 straight-to-streaming service movies. So they did this with Paramount Plus. What do you think their deal was?
Oh, my goodness. I have no idea. I'm sure it was astronomical, though.
$900 million.
$900 million.
We're talking five seasons, bro.
I am so happy for those guys to be like making as much money as they are.
That's fucking nuts.
I loved their season where they're like, cancel South Park, and literally a whole season of just like, cancel South Park. And I'm like, this is fucking amazing. You guys are
nobody's going to. They're untouchable, dude.
They really are.
Granted, they did not touch COVID and BLM and lots of stuff from this last year a lot, but they did tastefully.
They did touch on stuff.
Pre 2010 South Park, I feel like they would have went hard on George Floyd and all sorts of shit, but
they may have.
I think they're just kind of. And let's be real, they're getting older. They probably had this Paramount deal in the talks for a long time. So,
yeah.
But, dude, it's $900 million. And that's after season 25 they're signing that motherfucker. So,
yeah.
Dude, when I was in high school, right? And so they were up to season – when I was a sophomore or a junior, they were up to season 10.
Jesus.
Yeah, or 11.
Has it been going that – yeah, dude, I guess it was like 99.
25 years, bro.
Yeah. 96.
25 years! We're in 2021.
There's no way that it came out in 96.
96 or 97. Fuck yeah, bro.
Fuck.
Yeah,
the first episode of South Park that I ever saw was in like 98. I was in like fourth grade.
But dude, like, when I was in high school, Matt and Trey, respectively, their franchise was already valued at over $1 billion.
Mm.
They were worth like $600 million apiece back when I was in high school. That was fucking 15 years ago.
You know what I enjoy about them? Basketball.
Dude, basketball is a classic.
Or Orgasmo, but basketball was so
fucking good. Orgasmo was so good.
Basketball was so fucking good.
Orgasmo is one that, like, there's not a lot of people I know that have seen it, but you mention it, and the people that have seen it instantly get a giggle where they're like,
hey. One of those small cult following type deals, yeah.
Yeah. I think anybody who really enjoyed South Park and then really enjoyed basketball went back and found Orgasmo, because it was kind of hard to find.
Yeah.
It was actually Josh and I talked him into buying it because I wasn't ordering movies online.
I had to find it at his house a lot. I had to find it at Hastings one time.
Yeah.
On DVD because it was nowhere online. We still had a Hastings. And I was like, where the fuck am I going to find this movie?
Yeah. So it was hard to find. But it was well worth it. And,
yeah.
Just the soundtrack alone. Now you're a man.
A man. Dude, their music, like Team America. So Team America is some of the funniest shit in the world. Who the fuck ever thought that we'd laugh so hard at a puppet sex scene where she takes a shit? The puppet takes a shit on the other puppet. Who the fuck thought we would ever laugh at that?
Who would have ever thought that there would be a movie made with that?
Right, exactly.
And those puppets are 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did not know
that. We're not talking like they're G.I. Joes. They're 3 feet tall.
What the fuck?
Those are professional fucking people, but they're 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The fucking worlds and sets they built out of that shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How they didn't get a fucking death threat from whatever dictator North Korea had when they were fucking doing Hans Briss, you know? Like, they were treading some fucking treacherous waters there.
You know, it's interesting. Like, they didn't get any threats, but that Joe Rogan or Seth Rogen and
James the interview.
Franco,
yeah, but I think they were way more accurate with that one than
because
Team America didn't talk about how there's no food stores. Team America didn't talk about the extreme that you can't eat and all this other crap, which North Korea really is like that.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, it's sketch, but yeah, the interview was funny too.
Yeah, interview.
If I had to choose a genre of movie.
Like your favorite genre of movie?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Because I know yours probably isn't horror.
Nah, but I love... Nah, I would... Dude, I love action. Sometimes comedy. I don't know. Comedy films anymore are so mainstream, I don't find them that funny.
Yeah. Well, it has to be the right type of comedy.
Yeah, like... If we're talking like
Shrek.
Shrek is fucking hilarious.
Shrek is the best comedy movie ever made.
But I also enjoyed the voices behind the characters.
Except for Cameron Diaz.
Fuck that bitch. Yeah. But no, dude, like, yeah, like, I really love a good comedy, don't get me wrong, but action films. Like, dude, old films, like, you ever watch the movie Cliffhanger?
Oh, yeah.
That shit is so fucking amazing. I love that goddamn show.
And Cliffhanger, Demolition Man?
Yeah,
Demolition Man was great.
Yeah. Those movies were excellent.
Pete, did you know that he used to be a porn actor?
Yeah.
The Italian Stallion. Of course he did.
Fuck, because it's Sylvester Stallone.
Motherfucker couldn't hardly even talk, dude. They fucking, you know, his deal for acting in
Rocky, which is the first film that he wrote, was that he didn't, he only took like $60,000 and he got to be the main star. Fucking nuts. Yeah. And then it turned into that monster franchise and launched his career. And now he's almost a billionaire.
Walks around with that pea coat all the time, looking all fancy.
Talking like,
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. I'm talking like, I'm sorry, I just really want to get your order, Mr. Stallone. Just please.
That's funny.
I would. So, as John, obviously you do a lot of horror. Is horror your favorite genre?
It is.
You built a whole YouTube channel off of that.
You have to.
Horror is one of those cool things where there's such a community building aspect of it. Like, if you go on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you're going to find groups that are based around horror movies. You don't find that for other movies.
No, and I think a lot of that is, notoriously, horror movies don't get picked up by big studios, so they're not massive budgets. So it's literally a bunch of people coming together with either their own money or they're working in a super limited budget, and they're like, all right, camaraderie, let's go.
Let's
build this shit.
And you got to get creative. You're hiring your buddies who are going to build the effects from the garage.
Yeah.
So it's like there's so much more to it than just watching a movie to get scared. Because, you know, you got I will sit down and watch a B-rate horror movie all day long and just kind of pass on a lot of the mainstream stuff. But there's a lot more to it than just the genre of movie. Because I mentioned this on a different podcast I was on at one point. You don't see people going around Goodwill to collect copies of Titanic on VHS.
Yeah.
Whereas there's a whole collecting community around having VHS of horror movies. Yeah. And there's even a lot of movies like the original cut of Dream Warriors. The song at the beginning is different than the one that they put in on the DVD. So the only way that you can hear that song is if you have a VHS. And it's like,
do you have a VHS player at home still then?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I only own two VHSs and I only bought them for props.
Oh, okay.
But it's just kind of, there's really a lot of community around it. But also, I just really like horror movies. I think it's a great way to kind of escape the garbage of whatever's going on in the world.
Yeah, mainstream.
Yeah.
See, and if I get a good horror movie, it has to give me like the squirts afterwards. Like, I have to be like shitting myself watching it.
You gotta have that anxiety diarrhea.
Either that, or it was so satisfactory when somebody you didn't like got killed. You had a euphoric reaction. It's like, fucking God, they finally got him. They finally got the motherfucker. That, I enjoy that feeling too. And I'm trying to think of an example. Obviously not Michael Myers, because he fucking let that piece of shit live for
every single time.
30 years. Well,
Ghost Ship when they killed the little girl.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but she wasn't even the problem. The fucking dude was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was,
that shit was sketchy, though, when the fucking wire cuts all of them in half.
All of them in half.
I was like, what the fuck? And what sucks is, dude,
that was one that we saw in theaters, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was one.
Dude, and what sucks is Carl Urban, who I love from Lord of the Rings,
got killed.
Yeah, he
that
totally
made me sad. His death was kind of anticlimactic.
And that is, like, speaking on that, like, how we saw that in theaters back in the day. How many, like, movies are coming out that are actual, like, horror films now that aren't franchise horror films to theaters, if you think about it? For a while there was quite a few that were coming out. And, I mean, now, Halloween's coming out.
Jordan Peele. He's making original horror movies, but no, I don't know anybody else is.
Like,
what has Eli Roth done since Green Inferno? He was a pretty famous horror.
He did a kids movie called The House with the Clock in Its Walls, I think is what it was
called. Oh, yeah.
With Jack Black. Yeah, that was fucking
But
weird.
He's gone a little bit away from the horror movies, I think, for the most part.
Like, there hasn't been a good, like, new horror film recently that I was like,
aside from Jordan Peele.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that I think the landscape of that has changed, where back in the 90s and the early 2000s, if you were going to make a movie, you were planning on having it in theaters and people going to watch it.
Like you said, dude, The Ritual.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Straight to Netflix. You got Shudder, which has got like a new horror movie going up every single week.
Dude, so what you should do, and I learned this from Joe Rogan, which I already told you, but so one of his show sponsors is like this VPN guard thing. It changes your...
Oh, yeah.
That way Netflix doesn't know your location, so they'll give you new suggestions.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck yeah, bro. I see a bunch of new shit. So, I mean, obviously for the horror list on there, it
gets extremely long. I will say that the horror for out of the U.S., I feel like, is a lot more broad.
I wanted to watch Troll Hunter so bad. I just don't like movies that are dubbed.
Ah, see, yeah, that's hard. Because
Troll Hunter was so good.
I have heard so many good things about it. I just don't like... And whoa, fuck, I forgot to talk about this movie. The movie with the prison where there's a hole in the center and the food goes down.
Oh, The Platform?
The Platform!
Yeah.
That one's not in English either, and so I didn't watch it. Yeah. But I heard it was fucked up.
See, in that, I will say this. Foreign horror films are a lot more, like, I feel like they push the boundaries a lot more on what...
Well, yeah.
On like, what is...
Doing this just takes the scariness away from me. I don't like watching that at all.
Okay, I see that.
I just don't. It's not their fault. It's my fault because I don't fucking speak French.
You know, what about having closed captions on?
That's fine, but then I'm a fucking idiot. So then I'll read down.
Oh fuck! I missed what was on the screen. Okay.
I know it sounds so stupid and petty, but I just don't enjoy it.
I get it.
As much.
I get it. You know, I will say the scariest movies I've seen in my life have been, like, foreign horror films. Sure. And I was like, what the fuck? Why the fuck would you do this to me? Like, why am I still watching this shit?
The Descent was pretty fucking scary, too. And there was this other movie where these tourists went up on this, like, Mayan temple and the vines.
Oh, yeah, The Ruins.
The Ruins. That movie was pretty fucked, good. Too. And these are both mainstream-type deals, but...
Yeah, they well, up. And see, like, the Descent came out, what, 2005?
Well, yeah, and I'm big on caves.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm really big on fucking caves.
They did that movie really, really well, as far as the really feeling of claustrophobia of them crawling through these tiny
because
spaces.
People disappear in the United States in caves.
That's true. But all of those creatures in the Descent look like Maynard James Keenan.
Who the fuck is Maynard James
Keenan? The singer of Tool.
Tool.
Oh. Yeah. Did they do that on purpose?
No, but they just look exactly like him. It's a joke that I want to use in a future video.
Okay.
Huh. Play some Tool songs in the background whenever they pop up.
I don't like Tool's music. It's fucking garbage.
Oh, man, that hurts my heart.
Tim, you are just breaking hearts here saying that you hate The Shining.
Guess what? I think Metallica is shit, too.
I'm all right with that.
Thank you.
I kind of agree.
Maynard, who?
Maynard James Keenan.
Oh, there you go.
John Maynard Keenan. Kate, what? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, fuck yeah. It looks just like him, dude.
He looks just like one of those cave-dwelling creatures.
Okay. You know,
terrifying.
They're like albino and shit. You know?
Exactly.
I can get them. Well, dude, they live in a cave. The fuckers aren't albino. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
You have no sun, no vitamin D. You know, I started thinking about this the other day about, like while we're on the topic of, like, horror shit and albinoism. Vampires used to be, like, super prevalent in, like, folklore, right?
Yeah, of course.
What if it was because we didn't have vitamin D pills for them?
What do you mean?
What?
So, you suck someone's blood to get the vitamin D that they need that they're not going to get from
your
skin,
I guess, yeah.
Well, they're deficient. They're vampires. Yeah, they need that. What if we just invented vitamin D pills, and that's why we don't, like, see vampires, like...
I don't know.
Like, I'm super high right now, guys, so...
I'm
like,
gonna let you have it. You can have that one.
Maybe? No,
I feel like that's a really cerebral thing for people to end on until we have a part 2.
Sounds good.
I definitely feel like this warrants a part 2.
It definitely warrants part 2.
There's so much more horror.
God, so much.
I'm gonna sit you home, Tim, with, like, Cannibal Holocaust and, like.
Okay, all right. I'll give it a chance. I'll watch some clips on YouTube and then I'll see if it'll spark my interest. And I'll be like, fuck yeah.
He's gonna see the part where they kill the animals and the actors
and then
just
he'll
start
be
growing
like,
up.
And then he'll be like, I don't want to watch this shit anymore. This is fucking terrifying.
You know, I'll watch him kill the snakes. I don't fucking care. I hate snakes, but I don't want to watch him kill the turtle. Who the fuck cares about a goddamn tarantula? That's a spider!
I don't even remember when they killed a tarantula, because I was so affected by the way they killed the turtle.
Okay, I'm gonna turn this shit on as soon as we end this shit.
You can look up the worst clips, probably on YouTube.
We're going to
watch them all clip together.
Dude, this was fun.
This was fun.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, appreciate thanks for it. Having me.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have... I'm going to literally label this part one.
Part Sweet. One to make Fuck sure. Yes.
Yeah, because we have to come back.
Fucking A.
Again, episode 17, Beers Next Door. I'm Tim.
And I'm Mr. Corey.
And we are over and out. Thank you guys very much.
Peace.